morning, good afternoon, guys. We're back for another Geek Tavern. As always, it's me, Sean, and in this corner, we have Mike!
Stop.
And in this corner, we have Aaron! And today, we will be talking about my recommendation from last week, Real Steel. That was a pretty rough opening, I'll say.
That was rough.
That was a thing.
We've done better.
Yeah.
That's all right. So, what year was this again?
2011.
Yeah. Took me 10 years to watch this fucking movie.
So, basically, the story is people have become disinterested with human boxing and want more carnage, thus the advent of robot boxing. A former professional fighter gets into the robot boxing league after abandoning his son. And
would you like to just read the blurb?
Not really.
Not really.
He has a lot of robot jokes in it.
It's basically... Does it really? Okay, yeah.
Robot puns.
Basically, like, I remember the trailer for this movie coming out, and I was like, oh, it's just Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
That's all I thought, too, yeah.
I was just thinking that while we were watching it, I was like, obviously, it's not Rock'em Sock'em Robots. It has, like, a...
And they're making a Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie. Why?
I feel like they have been doing that for, like, 10 years now already. But
why? It already exists. What else do you want? Like, we literally, within the span of, like, 2 years, had small-scale robot boxing and then large-scale robot boxing with Pacific Rim.
It's true.
Why do we need a Rock'em Sock'em? That just sounds stupid. Remember Battleship? Remember how well that went over?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, let's not even go down that. Not even sail that boat down the stream.
Board game movies. But what did you guys think of the movie?
I like it. I liked this movie when it first. Well, I didn't watch it when it first came out, but I watched it when I got the DVD for Christmas 1 year. That's a good movie. I like the movie. It's a bit of a slow burn, I'd say, but it's a good one.
It was okay.
You didn't care for it?
No, I didn't give a shit.
I think it's a really good movie.
Hugh Jackman, like, goes in and out of different accents, I feel.
Yeah.
And then, like, I couldn't... I don't know why I was fixated on it. Like, they were pushing him to be such a bad person.
He just, that's how he was.
But, like, I felt like every time that they were, like, every time he was a bad person, it was like, the screen was, like, yelling at me, he's a bad guy! Like, you know.
This is basically his role in Greatest Showman, where he's just an asshole. And the rest of the world is like, hey... He's an asshole, but he's an entertaining asshole.
Yeah, but the entire middle portion of the movie is to, like, show you that he is a good guy.
No, yeah.
Like, he is actually, like, trying to be a good father.
Yeah. The whole movie is about him trying to right his wrongs. Even if he doesn't realize it, he's doing that. So the whole movie is a redemption arc for his character. And, I mean, they have to establish that he's a douchebag from the get-go.
Yeah. He is a little bit abnormally villainous in the beginning.
Oh, absolutely.
Where he, like, tricks, like, obviously he doesn't give a fuck about his son.
Yeah.
And then he tricks Marvin to, like, I'll take him for $100,000.
Yeah.
And he's just like, wow, you are scum. And he's like, well, okay, but, yeah, I'll keep him for the summer, but you still gotta pay me $100,000.
Yeah, that was extremely shitty of him. But, I mean, like, it's almost like the kid, like, what is...
Max?
What's another movie? There's another movie that follows the same plot line, except that this is just Big Daddy with robots.
I guess.
No, it is! It 100% is!
Yeah, but Adam Sandler isn't his real father in that movie.
No, but it's... Like, it's like the same premise, is kid gets dropped on a deadbeat dad who's like, I don't want the kid, and is trying to, like, get rid of him for half the movie, and then realizes he actually likes the kid, and then they bond, and then by the end of the movie,
he has to get rid of him anyway.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the robot fighting is great anyway.
Yeah. No, and the CG for 2011 is actually really good.
That is one thing that I noticed. I was like, this movie's 10 years old, and it looks... like better than most things that come out now.
Yeah, it looks very good.
I want to say Bad Robot was part of this. Maybe not. No, it was DreamWorks. So, I mean, they had the experience with Transformers. But thank God none of these look like the clusterfucks that are Transformers. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I like the designs of the Transformers. They're neat looking, but they're just a mangled mesh of car parts, and they don't look like they should function. But these looked cool. I mean, there are a few shots where Adam, the protagonist robot, is actually like an animatronic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, sits up on the table like he's an actual animatronic.
And I think it's whenever after what was his name? Noisy Boy, was that the mm-hmm. name? After Noisy Boy gets destroyed, they go talk to Finn, Anthony Mackie's character. And Max is there, and they're like, oh, Zeus completely ripped him apart. And then it was like they brought in that robot, and it was like just punching in the air. It's like that was clearly like a real robot that they built to do that.
Yeah.
So I think it was a really good blend of actual animatronics and CGI work.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, you would have to do all those fights in CGI.
Oh, yeah, there's no way.
I mean, maybe now... like, with the stuff that, like, Boston Dynamics puts out, the robots move a lot quicker than they used to. But I still feel like, for some of the swift movements that they do in this...
I mean, they're moving basically just like humans, yeah. So I don't think a robot can do that just yet.
Yeah, because even at the end, when Hugh Jackman is using it using its shadow function, because the headset, or the voice recognition thing gets disabled... and he's like, he'll move a hell of a lot faster if you put him in shadow mode and he watches me, what I'm doing, which it was cool.
Which, why didn't you do that in the first place anyway?
Because...
I feel like partially they were just like, well, let's leave it at an even playing field, because most of the guys who are controlling robots aren't boxers.
Yeah. So, I mean, they probably I think it's more of Charlie is... kind of like that part of his life, it's he like fears that part of his life almost, because like he was a successful, well, he doesn't even think he was a successful boxer. Like the one scene his scorecard was like 24-19, but they're like, yeah, but all of your fights ended in a knockout, either you got knocked out or you knocked out your opponent, which was like showed his determination. But yeah, that's probably like he's like, I'm not that guy anymore. That's so true, he didn't want to, like, get in the ring, even though he's not getting in the ring.
Yeah.
I liked his role as more of the literal coach to a robot, just, like, telling it what to do. Because he's, like, in an outside way of looking in.
Yeah, like...
But that's that payoff of him using the shadow mode as the boxing, I think that's, like, the best part of the movie. It's so good.
What's Rocky's coach's name?
No, I don't know.
Is it Mick? Or something. I don't know. It's been a long time since I watched the Rocky movies, but he's like, I want to call him Mick. I'm probably wrong. You can correct me in the comments.
I think it is Mickey.
But he like called, like, I feel like Charlie is more like Mick. He's like, come on, Rock.
Come on, Adam.
Come on, Adam. You got him on the ropes.
So I found this movie to be very predictable.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, like, I was watching it with the other Aaron, and we basically predicted the whole end before, like, halfway through the movie.
That's fair. I mean, that is fair. Like, you...
like, including him not winning, like...
yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, it pulls a lot... they're not cliches, but it pulls a lot of plot points from other movies that you know. Mm-hmm. Like, the kid... I don't want the fucking kid. And they're like, all right, I guess I like the kid. And then, like, them losing, it's like, well, of course. Like, yeah. Rocky lost his first big title fight at the end of the movie. Like, But he was the people's favorite. He lost the fight, but he was the people's favorite.
And that's the other thing, though. It was his only... It's only Adam's second professional fight in the Robot Fighting League. And he was, like, instantly fighting the champion.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, obviously he's not going to win. Just the fact that he lasted five rounds... I was going to be
super pissed if he did.
Just the fact that he lasted five rounds against Zeus, which they were toting as this, like, monster robot the entire movie, is something just... I hope they, like, killed
that country guy.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the guy who played Blob in X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah. I hated that guy.
He got his nice comeuppance too, as being such a douchebag.
Yeah.
Obviously he was just collecting a debt on Charlie, but
Falcon took care of Blob.
Yeah. Yeah, kicked the crap out of him in front of his
son. Oh yeah, yeah. When we were watching it, Anthony Mackie showed up because it was like the underground like fighting ring, and I was like, "Yo, is this 8 Mile?" Because it just felt like the same environment. And Anthony Mackie was there,
and an Eminem song was playing.
That's true.
That's right. That was at the one like the pro first fight, type card, because it was Till I Collapse.
Well, there was two.
No. Yeah,
they used two Eminem songs in the movie.
I don't remember.
They used Mom's Spaghetti, and then,
They actually used that?
Yeah. And then they
used... Oh, that was for the underground one, wasn't it? Yeah, because... Somebody... The guy from Stranger Things is apparently a big fan.
Yeah, Sean Levi. Or Levy, or however you pronounce it.
I think it's Levy.
Yeah. Yeah, they used that one, and then, the one with Nate Dogg. I don't remember the name.
Till I Collapse.
Yeah.
You know, the one I just named, like, 2 minutes ago.
My bad. But yeah. I really like the fight with Adam against, I don't even remember, Kingpin's robot. I don't remember the name of it.
Oh, Metro?
The two-headed one?
Metro.
No, that...
Oh. It was Metro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was, the one where they're at the zoo.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and they're, it's like Adam's first fight. With Max controlling him.
Yeah, all the cliche punks had their own, like, jank robot.
I was going to say, it's kind of strange that, like, this is in, like, 2020, but it's also, like, wherever that zoo is like, a complete shithole.
Yeah.
It's, like, the country, it looks almost post-apocalyptic at times.
That's what I kept saying. I was like, is this post or pre-pandemic? Like, when was this in 2020?
So I had to kind of laugh at what they, not that they straight up predicted what technology we would have, but like the phones, like they're way too damn advanced.
Bing Stadium.
Yeah.
Stadium. I said
that, got a good chuckle out of it.
I said there, and I'm like, well, they paid a lot of money for that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a strange thing. Sponsor.
Probably went bankrupt at them. All that money we spent on that sponsorship.
Bing still exists.
No, I know, but who the fuck uses it?
I don't know.
Nobody.
I don't know whoever started using it. If you use
Bing, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, actually, because I'd like to know. Because
I'm curious. I haven't used Bing in God knows how long.
You use Bing if you want to get results that Google won't give you. Like, best ways to kill yourself. Oh, Google will give you the suicide hotline, and Bing's like, here are the top ways. It's a little fucked up.
Just casually sends message to the FBI. Like, hey, you might. Hey, I'm not gonna tell you I'm ratting on you, but here you go.
There's also a lot of Sprint ads around the arena.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Sprint's still pretty big.
Yeah. I mean, not in this area, so I guess that's kind of a more perception kind of thing.
Yeah, their coverage was terrible around.
Yeah, it's still garbage around here.
That's AT&T and Verizon gang. Anyway. Yeah,
does Sprint even exist anymore?
I mean, it does.
It's like Cricket Mobile.
No, I don't think they do, because that dude, the Can You Hear Me Now dude, switched to Verizon. Remember, he went turncoat.
Yeah.
Like, a couple years ago.
Yeah. They still exist, though.
That's what happened to the world. The Sprint guy went turncoat, and everything in the sacred timeline just went right down the tubes.
I think that was before 2016, or after 2016, I guess I should say.
All right, it started really with the gorilla, and then the guy went turncoat. We figured it out.
I wonder, if, I mean, obviously technology isn't nearly as advanced as it is in this movie, but if robot fighting would ever actually become a thing...
And it will.
Yeah, but...
We do you think have battle bots.
Yeah, but do you think that, like, people are ever going to be like, oh, well, I don't want to see, like, humans fighting each other? Because, like, what the explanation they use is, like, oh, they want to see them, like, cutting the robot's arms off and stuff.
I don't know. Like, I feel like... I don't think that in our lifetime we're ever going to see that happen, because people love... People love the
violence,
the primal rage that humans feel to fight each other. Like, it's wrestling, UFC, boxing. Mm-hmm. We want to feel the the energy. Yeah, like, I mean, we want to feel the energy of those guys beating the hell out of each other. Yeah. Like, that's, it's just a primal instinct that we have, is to fight and kill each other. So, of course, we're going to be entertained by other people wanting to fight and kill each other, and I don't think that robots would satisfy that.
Blood for the blood god.
That's right.
Yeah, oil for the blood. Oil splattering everywhere just isn't gonna do it.
Yeah, I think it's funny how they kind of tried to do that. Whenever, like, his robot would get, like, its arm cut off or something, it would fall down and there'd be like a pool of oil. It's like, oh, he's bleeding to death. Well, that thing's shot.
Like Mechagodzilla when Kong slices him up and all the oil's like spilling everywhere. I was like, whoa.
It's like, it begs the question. It's like, he needed like, what, $45,000 to buy Noisy Boy? It's, yeah, like, those things have to be like much more expensive than that, right?
Yeah.
Like, those things have to have like incredibly high maintenance.
That's like buying a car.
Yeah.
Except this car, you could probably ride on its back and it'll like charge through the streets, knocking over people and flattening tires as you go by. Really, it's just an expensive horse if you're not using it to fight.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the weird, like, I guess it's a subplot of Adam being like a sentient robot?
Yeah, like, they never really...
They didn't quite pay that off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, aside from, like, whenever Max is, like, telling him to get back up at the final fight.
Yeah.
Like, because even Charlie's like, I know you can hear me and understand me, I guess. Yeah. He's just like, you gotta believe that he's real.
Yeah, I thought there was gonna be, like, a big payoff to that. And just,
like, he just starts,
happens,
like, going all wicked on his own. He's like, I've studied all these fights from, like, all my underground fights to the major leagues.
What if... Adam was just literally the like, oh my god, you could have built a whole fucking movie about that. What if Adam was the mom? It's like Jack Frost, but the mom is Adam.
Oh no.
And that's why it's sentient.
Oh no.
Well, that's where Real Steel 2 comes in.
Exactly. When's that happening?
I don't know, but... It's credited on this kid's IMDb.
I know! I said that to Sean yesterday. I was like, this movie doesn't exist.
Like, at all.
I feel like they've been trying to make this almost as long as they've been trying to make the Rock'em Sock'em Robots movies. I feel like it's been in production for like 10 years.
Oh yeah, because then you said, why make a sequel to a 10-year-old movie? And I was like, Avatar? Or Hello, James Cameron?
Right.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit about that.
We've, like, had longer breaks between sequels.
Oh, and then I said to him, I was like, oh, hello, Denis Villeneuve from Blade Runner.
Yeah.
That's a little different, though. Blade Runner's a cult classic. Yeah. Real Steel is not a cult classic.
I don't know. Is there some strange...
I think people like this movie.
I mean, yeah people do like the movie, but
there, like,
it's not like...
Is there, like, a strange underground fan base? It's Rocky with robots.
Good.
A heartwarming movie for everyone. Pete Hammond of Box Office Magazine called it Rocky with robots. Yes, I agree. It is Rocky with robots. There's a lot of plot points that are the same.
I mean, there's only so much you can do with a boxing movie, right? I mean, this Creed has the same exact plot.
I was gonna say ask Rocky.
Creed. No, and you know what kills me about it too is, like, I like to see the fights in the, like, in Rocky, Creed, and all that, but they all do the same exact thing, and I get it that, like, fights can go on for a while, but they do the montage thing where they just are just swinging, fade, swing again, fade, swings, like, again, like, and it's just this montage, and I'm like, how long is this going on for? Like, I remember watching Creed, and I was like sitting in a recliner and I was really comfortable, and that montage started and I just started like like going out, because I was like, how long is this going to continue for?
Well, that kind of brings up the question of, or that brings me to a point. In the final fight, the Adam versus Zeus, there's a montage of the fight. It's only a 5-round fight, but it feels like it's like 10 rounds because of the montage.
That's what I mean. Like, they all do this.
Yeah.
And that final fight, I was like, what is going on?
Like, Adam gets knocked down like 10 times. Yeah. And then Adam finally gets to knock down Zeus. I think he knocks him down like 2 or 3 times, but just an embarrassment in itself, beating this proclaimed robot when it's literally a Generation 2 sparring robot.
He's quicker. Yeah. Zeus is just big.
He can take a punch. I love that, where it's like, Adam's just like covered in dents and looks like absolute shit by the end of the fight.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman even says that. He's like, damn kid, your robot can take a beating.
Yeah, I think that was the first fight against in the zoo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was his, the first.
Because he has, like, a sledgehammer hand.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, boom, boom. Which is after he does the double uppercut thing, he just, like, starts smacking himself in the face and destroying himself.
Hammer!
Total system failure!
Yeah. Glitching out.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So my initial thought when the movie ended was, they could have shaved like a half hour off of this fucker.
Yeah.
It's two hours long, 2 hours and 7 minutes,
yeah,
according to Netflix.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few parts I would cut, like, cut down at least. Like Hugh Jackman creepily entering Evangeline Lilly's bedroom after getting the shit kicked out of him by Country Boy. Like, he just, like, walks right in and just hops into bed with her.
Yeah.
And he's like,
well, they have an established relationship.
I understand that, but if somebody... I don't care if I have an established relationship with someone. If you walk into my bedroom and just hop in bed, I'm going to be like, yo, what the fuck is
like,
going
real,
on?
Real creepily, like, slowly, like...
Yeah. Slowly. And then just like... I was like, no! What? Yeah.
Okay.
It's very odd.
I guess it's kind of creepy.
And that scene is like a minute long.
Yeah.
So you could cut that out entirely.
Yeah, would you cut out the following scene with them on the rooftop where they explain, where she motivates him to go back for Max?
No, I keep that in because him walking out onto the roof in the morning, you didn't need that scene in between. You could have just had him just walking off down an alleyway, and then him, like, coming to talk to her in the morning, like, after getting his thoughts together. He didn't have to just hop into bed with her.
Whatever. He gets him in the
building.
Listen,
it's creepy. I'm just saying, like, go to your truck and sleep it off, man.
So, I brought this up when we were watching it. Like, so he has no money, right? Like, that's a big part of the, he owes everybody money. How the hell is he paying for gas for that freaking truck?
By all the fights money.
Yeah.
He got $2,000 from the zoo fight, and then he, after that, he got a guaranteed $4,000 for more underground fights. So, I mean, I think that just, like, from that, he's...
Well, the country guy took all of his money.
No, he didn't. I mean, after that.
But he fills up, like, right after that.
I don't know.
Can you imagine what that thing takes to fill up?
I'm sure that there's still digital money. He probably has a credit card. He didn't have, like, all the money that he had on his person. Hugh Jackman's like, I don't believe in banks. He just, like, has, like, a wad of $1 million in his fucking pocket.
Under the toilet seat in the RV is just stacks of hundreds of duct tape underneath.
He puts it in Adam's, like, flap for you.
It's like the flap with the dial that changes the languages.
Yeah, that was a pretty fucking stupid part. Whenever Noisy Boy and Max starts using, like, he speaks in Japanese, and then I don't even remember her name.
Yeah, I don't know her
Bailey.
Bailey.
And then Bailey gets in and just like flick. It's like a dial with like different flags on it, and they're like, "Oh, here it is, English." It's like, what the fuck? I guess it's supposed to be in the future, but that's still so stupid.
We put the flag so even a moron can change the
language. Yeah, yeah, languages.
God.
Incredible. Yeah, I think that it's a good movie. The action's great. I think that the emotional stuff with Hugh Jackman and the kid really work, especially after he's, like, forced to go with his aunt. Which I guess that's never... I mean, that could be what they're doing in the second movie, because at the end, basically, she allows him one more night.
Kids in college.
Well, yeah, but... But I'm like, they'll expand on that. I mean,
maybe, it's gonna be set in 2035.
Maybe he didn't go to school. Maybe he just was like the youngest professional robot fighting league coach or champion.
Oh, good. So we're gonna get Creed. Real Creed is what it's gonna be called.
Yeah, real Creed.
But
Creed Steel.
Creed Steel. Yeah.
Steel Creed.
Or there'll be a new league. A new league where people became more primitive again, and they were like, well, we want to see humans fight.
Humans
too.
Fight again.
So they build, like, mechs that they fight in, like power loader suits. And
that sounds extremely dangerous.
So Hugh Jackman, so Max becomes like one of those fighters where they're literally, like, trying to, like, kill each other in the ring via being in the robots. Now that's a movie. That's a sequel.
I don't know. I don't think that one would fly. The movie ends with just, like, the opponent literally killing Max because it punches through his mech and crushes his fucking face.
I was gonna say, like, there's gonna be, like, the opening of the movie is, like, an underground fight where they're in the mechs, but they're, like, beating up mechs and everything, but they play, like, they play it where, like, if you break the shield over, like, the opponent, they're like, okay, they're like, ooh, like, can't do that. But then Max, so the backstory is Max accidentally kills a guy because he punches, like, through the shield and kills him, and then...
So they take him to jail.
Yeah, no, it was an accident.
And now he's a prison fighter. And that's the movie, him rising the ranks in prison.
There's prison robot fights that no one ever thinks to break out using the mechs. You know what? It's a trilogy. We're gonna make the end of the second movie where Max accidentally kills the guy and then goes into prison, and it's Escape from Real Steel. And the Real Steel is what the prison's name is, and it's built where Alcatraz was.
Escape from Steel Block.
Steel Block, and then it has, like, some number that's significant, and then, yeah. But he uses the mech to break out of prison and break everyone out of prison because he realizes that everybody makes mistakes, but that shouldn't count for everything.
No, I like his dead mom being
Adam.
I like that idea better. It's so stupid.
No, we can expand on that where, like, every mech that Max uses is his, like, he downloads his mom into the mech. So she's fighting with him always.
The fuck?
No, these are the movies that people want to see.
Yes.
Would you agree, Mike?
Sure. I was trying to see if there was any...
Any details on the
Second one. On the second movie.
Yeah. It's kind of bizarre.
Most of the posts are from, like, 2016, so
I'm sure.
In the water.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring. It's not a... It could be made, and then they're just not releasing it because it's a pile of crap.
So it'll be like War with Grandpa?
Yeah.
In 5 years, it'll resurface, and it'll be like a direct...
To the bottom
box.
Of the barrel, they're like, we can't... We gotta sell some kind of movie. Put Real Steel out. People will watch it.
Put Real Steel 2 out. Ends up being a really great movie.
Can never tell with these kind of things.
At least it's not Chaos Walking.
Why does Hugh Jackman look 4 years younger? I don't know. All right. Well, I'm surprised that you didn't like it more.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, if you guys...
I love Hugh Jackman.
You say you don't like Hugh Jackman?
I love Hugh Jackman, but...
See, I didn't really care for Hugh Jackman at
the
time.
I mean, he wasn't particularly bad, I just... Yeah. I don't know.
I never had the soft spot for the X-Men movies that a lot of people did, so I didn't have, like, this connection with Hugh Jackman. So
I mean, I like him as the character of Wolverine, but other than that...
Yeah.
The X-Men never really did it for me. Yeah. The X-Men were cool, but Wolverine was what I went...
Everybody's like, oh, watch. Hugh Jackman's so cool. I was like, yeah, whatever. But I because, like, 10 years ago, I was like, I don't really give a fuck. But watching it, I was like, oh, he's really good. I thought he was really good in the movie.
Well, and especially when you center it, like, Days of Future Past, when you center it around him once. I mean, they're all centered around him to an extent, but when you center it around him again, it's better.
Mm-hmm.
He's the reason people are going to watch the movie, not anybody else.
Did you guys ever see Australia with Hugh Jackman?
Is that the one with Nicole Kidman, too? Mm-hmm. I remember it. I never watched it.
It's been a long time.
My favorite movie with Hugh Jackman is, what is it? The Guardians movie? I don't remember the name of it. Where he plays Peter Rabbit.
Rise of the Guardians.
Yeah, Rise of the Guardians.
Hmm.
Where he plays the Easter Bunny. He does a great job as the Easter Bunny. Australian Easter Bunny for whatever
reason. Rise of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Rise of the Guardians of Gahool.
Of Gahool. I was going to say that.
Zack Snyder's weird animated owl movie.
Zack Snyder did that?
Yeah.
Huh. I only ever watched that once. It was weird. It was definitely weird.
I don't know what that is.
It's for people who like owls.
Yeah, it's a movie about owls. I don't know.
Okay. They're warring factions of owls.
Nice.
Anyway, I guess we can get into ratings.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Because everybody's reluctant. I really like this movie. I'm giving it an 8 out of 10. I think that... Like I said, I think that the fights are great, especially, like, it builds, it's not, you know, it builds on each fight, like, the first fight where Ambush gets destroyed, and then Noisy Boy gets destroyed, and then Adam, he finally, like, he gets better and better with each fight, and the final fight with Zeus is really great, and I think all the emotional stuff with Hugh Jackman and Max are great. I would really like to see a sequel to this movie. I hope it's not Dead in the Water, or if it is, you know, whatever. But
I mean, don't quote me on that. It just seems like it is.
Like I said, I would like to see a sequel no matter what. Because they kind of left it open-ended at the end.
With
them win. Well, they didn't win the fight, but they were clearly admired by everybody.
They didn't really pay anything off. Like, does he go back with his aunt?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure that he was going
to legally, he would have to.
But, yeah. About 8 out of 10 for me.
I'm going to go ahead and give it a 7 out of 10. It's a very good movie. It's a little long.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's great. There were just a few scenes that just felt like they were just rehashing the same thing that they talked about 4 scenes ago. Like, I feel like every time that we were in the gym... And there was an interaction between Charlie and Bailey. It was just the same conversation that they had 4 scenes ago. And I was like, why?
I'm going to lose this place because my father.
Yeah, my father. And then it comes back like 4 scenes later and they're back at the gym and he's like, your father. And I'm like, didn't you just have this argument?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there were just some scenes that seemed like they were just reiterating something that was said. And it was kind of just to fill a scene. But
like, you don't really need to pad it out. It's 2 hours long.
No, and that's what I mean. Like, it was unnecessary, like, that they had to do that. Like, why do the same exact thing you just did?
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, good movie. Great CGI. Hugh Jackman's great in it. Yeah.
This movie's passable. 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. Jeez. That is low.
Yeah. I mean, like, just right in the middle. I don't know.
That is right down
the middle. I didn't, like, hate it or anything. I just was like, okay.
Lukewarm response to our very first sports movie.
Wow.
I even picked this one because it was, you know, blended genre.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. We have another recommendation coming to us from Mike.
I have no idea. A or B?
What?
Just hold pick, on, I'll flip a coin.
Yeah, flip a coin.
Oh, I thought that was the title.
No.
I was like, A or B? What is A or B? It's like, I've never heard of that. You don't
A.
Okay. Men in Black.
All right,
cool. Which one?
The first one.
Okay.
This one's on TV all the time.
It is. And it's directed by one of our favorite directors.
That's very true.
Barry Sonnenfeld himself.
Yep, that's true. All right, guys. If you don't want to be spoiled for Men in Black next time, make sure to watch it. Even though you probably have already seen it. It's about 20 years old at this point.
Almost 25.
Yeah. Thanks for watching. I hope you enjoyed our discussion about Real Steel. We enjoyed having it. And comment, subscribe, like the video, do all that fun stuff. We'll catch you in the next one.